Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Please welcome.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown, Derrick Henry.
How much does one need to mentally prepare oneself to tackle Derrick Henry, Ron?
Yo, me and Derrick Henry are exactly the same time.
Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL analyst Marcus Spears, Steelers radio network host Jerry Dulac. Coming up, Pro Football Hall of Famer Ed Reed, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show, third hour of it. Oh, we had a great chat with Marcus Spears. I can't believe that he had never been on before.
I know. It seemed like that,
I felt
that was
terrible.
Impossible.
That he's just like, it's been, you're in your 11th. He actually knew how many years we've been on the air. We're in year 11. But I'm glad it got rectified. He's really good at the TV thing.
Yeah.
And the podcasting thing. And it was great to chat with him in hour one about everything going on, Deion Sanders and the latest there, and what he's a former Cowboy and knows Jerry Jones, knows that area well, knows Deion. And guess what? Thinks it's a fit. We'll talk to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk in the middle of this hour about everything that he's hearing on the coaching carousel in advance of the NBC's Philadelphia Eagles hosting of the Rams. That's on Sunday. I'm sure Mike will be there in Eastern PA for that one. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If you're on hold, stay on hold and enjoy this conversation we're about to have with one of my favorites. We used to fire up Ravens Cam for this man all the time. One of our favorite moments, first moments, is we had Ed Reed do a weather report in a blizzard.
Yes.
Outside the Ravens facility. You remember that?
Yes.
And he was like, it's cold outside. Like... and another guy from Florida doesn't really like the snow
Does
very much.
Does not appreciate
that. But he didn't care. He did it wherever he could. Courtesy of DirecTV right now, joining us, my buddy, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Ed Reed. How you doing, Ed?
I'm good, Rich. How you doing, man?
It's been too long.
It has. It's been a while.
Look at your setup behind you. I just got to describe it for those who listen. You got a Lombardi, right? You got you got a Ravens helmet. Are there any specific Ravens helmets? Anything from any game or something like that?
Those
game worn.
You know what? That's like the whole year. Like this is a few years.
Okay.
Super Bowl helmet right here.
That's the Super Bowl helmet. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And that was a big. That was a big
stuff that shouldn't be here.
Oh, those aren't special tissues or something like that? That's not what that
no,
is?
No, okay. It was just like
okay, it's
some
all good.
Stuff that shouldn't have been there.
Well, listen, and that's the Super Bowl everybody's talking about in Baltimore right now because obviously It's the 12 years thing, right? 2000, 2012, it's 2024. Last one was in New Orleans. This one's in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And that's your stomping grounds. That was the Ed Reed.
Right.
Listen, I know Ray was retiring and Flacco's like, here's the money bag on the table, Mr. Bisciotti, fill it up. But that was your Super Bowl, man. It was a lot about your homecoming, I remember.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, it was all of us, our Super Bowl as a team, man. We had went through so much as an organization while I was there, you know, and to finish it in New Orleans, to win it in New Orleans, man, that was key. Like that right there is, you can't tell that story no better, you know, in my life, man, to go back to New Orleans, you know. And now that it's back there, I claimed this before the season that the Ravens was going to be in the championship game. So,
well, one of the least surprising aspects of this season, in my estimation, Ed, is how well Derrick Henry's fit in. Right? I mean, like.
Really?
Yeah, in my mind, he's like a Raven. Like, and I understand Titan fans would push back on that, but he would have fit in 2012. He would have fit in. I know, right? He would have fit in 2012. He would have fit in 2000. He would have fit in any era with the Ravens.
Yes, definitely, definitely. You got some guys across the league that's like that. You know, when they get to Baltimore, you know, it's home. You know, but it's that type of city. It's that type of organization. You know, it's just like that, you know, honestly, and that's because of the players, that's because of the organization, the people in it, you know, and trying to keep that tradition around, you know, it's been going on for years, you know, not too much different than what direct TV does over the last 30 years, you know.
Yeah,
it's consistent. It's consistency, and that's why you win it.
And in terms of, you know, your style of play, I just remember, you had it all. You had the ability, physical ability. You also had the neck up ability, which is why Belichick, when it was the NFL 100 all-time team show, he broke your film down as the only film from the modern era to be broken down by him on that show. He just couldn't get enough of you. And there's also the smarts that you always had out on the field, which is leading me to this question, Ed. How much of a business decision would it have been to tackle this man on your screen right now as he's coming at you looking like this? Well, what business decision would you have made if he was coming at the safety position that you were holding, Ed Reed?
I signed up for it.
I love it.
You know, I had Jerome Bettis in my in division in the AFC North, Corey Dillon. I played against TJ Duckett, Brandon Jacobs, this 235-pound running back in high school by the name I can't call, but he ran my junior year for like 230-something yards. And I made an adjustment my senior year to make sure he didn't get over 50 yards that next game. So it's all about making adjustments, man. They're going to get theirs, but, you know, who's going to keep coming? Who's going to get it more? You know, I love all the players that play today, you know, but I would have still been the same player coming with the same heart and fortitude that I came with. So I don't care who it was that you're going to put up on the screen. I'm going to hit them with the same tenacity. They're going to get it. They're going to get some, and then I'm going to make adjustments, and he's going to limp off the field.
Oh, my God.
That's why,
Ed, legend.
That's why you got that bronze, right? That bronze individual over your left shoulder, Ed.
Oh yeah, guy right there.
By the way, period, I mean, one of the best busts Canton's ever come up with. I mean, when you revealed that bust, I'm like, that is one of the greats. Because
yeah.
If you lean over to your right a little bit, you can see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the same face we're looking at right now. What about the same hair? You want to take the hat off? What about
my
the same
son
hair?
Looks at it. It is the same exact hair.
Yes.
Like the wife, I can't think of Mr. Blair's wife right now. It's been a long time, but
sure.
She walked in and was like, "Oh no, you got to get his hair together."
Is that right?
And he wasn't far off at all. She just came in, and you could tell it's a team and family thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That that was awesome, man. And she came in and just added that woman's touch that a woman would do. You know, we got to love our women, support our women, man. But she came in and added that touch, you know, and put that woman's touch on it that makes it better. And that's what y'all got.
Oh, man, you know my wife. You know about female, how I feel about female intuition. You know, I follow it every single day.
You know, every
day,
time I've seen you, I've seen Miss Sue. So,
that's right, for sure. What do you think of Ed Reed when you watch Lamar Jackson play? I'd love to get your thoughts when you're watching number 8 do his thing for the Ravens.
Amazing, man. Lamar reminds me of the football that I grew up playing. You know, I think that's the excitement for a lot of people out here in the world, you know, who grew up watching that old school football, who knows football. But just his athleticism, man, his control, you know, the kid's heart, you know, his mind and love for the game. You know, I mean, I love to see that passion, that pureness. He has that pureness in him as he plays the game, that carefreeness that I like to always go back to when people ask me my favorite play in the NFL. My favorite play is when I got the ball got knocked out of my hand as I'm raising it playing against Cincinnati. But, you know, it's just all love in the game, man. So I love to see it, man. Love what Lamar and the Ravens are doing. You know, and, yeah, man, he's a great human being from what I've seen and what I've, you know, from who I've talked to.
But you also know the power of, say, you know, why not us? And teams like, you know, obviously the Lions, the Commanders are playing each other. You've got the Chiefs going for 3 in a row. I mean, what do you think of when you watch the Chiefs play football? And
man, don't it remind you of them Patriots a little bit? And that organization is just everything they had rolling. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to beat because the organization is on point. The coaches seem to be on point. And the players have bought in. That's hard to beat. That's hard to beat. I can't lie. Just watching it, and now, you know, even more so coaching offense. Like I look at it even more so. But you know, just knowing, like I know the history. Like, you know, that those guys, man, they just working and they work together as a whole, and that's what it's about. You know, so you got to play your best game when you're playing against them.
A few minutes left here with Ed Reed. DirecTV, what are you doing with them, sir? What's going on with DirecTV and you?
Oh, man, I partnered with DirecTV, and, you know, they launched a new sports package, streaming package this year. It's called My Sports. And you could stream strictly sports, all sports. Like, this is the first time I'm thinking it's ever been done. I know it's the first time it's ever been done. It's just all sports. It's one of a kind. It's available on satellite free. You know, you can go to directstream.com/mysports. All right. And you download it. Let's go. 30 years, DirecTV been doing this. One of a kind package. Check it out. If you don't like it, you're going to like it. You're going to love it, especially if you love sports. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
DirecTV, baby. No doubt. Yeah, but that's a partnership with DirecTV, man. I have DirecTV in my house, you know, so yeah, I know it's all preference, but you can stream it. So wherever you at, Hulu, all that good stuff.
Ed, before I let you go, I know you got other places to go chat with, but, you know, right now I'm having too much fun with Ed Reed. A couple minutes left here. Again, I need your first blush thoughts here. Bill Belichick, college football head coach. What do you think of that one, Ed?
I can't believe he didn't call me back. But I like it. You know, I spoke with Coach like a week or two before that. He and I did a shoot, and we were talking this ball and about coaching and every level. He was excited because he just wanted to talk ball, you know, so I like it, man. You know, from what Coach told me about how everything transpired to get where he was at and, you know, didn't know at the time. And now it's in Carolina. Yeah, man, I'm excited for Coach because he still wants to coach.
So he was picking your brain a little bit, or just kept me up to speed?
Yeah, we was picking each other brain.
What are you picking his
brain
about? What were you picking his brain about? About what's on your cap? I know you're the OC for Chamblee High School in Georgia right now. I believe that's the hat you're wearing.
Yes.
So
yes, that is. Yeah, I was picking his brain about some stuff that they used to do in the organization. Just asking him things, man, because he was asking me stuff about, you know, certain plays and stuff like that. But I just wanted to know, like, from an administrative standpoint, how he thought about things, his mentality, approach to stuff, you know, and their approach, you know. And it was just good, man. It was just fun talk. Cause Coach didn't know a lot of stuff about me at the time, you know, when I grew up in New Orleans, and he was right there with me. So it was like 5 minutes away.
That's cool. And the last one, because this looks like it could possibly happen, Ed Reed. Here we go. Words that I never thought I would say, but Dallas Cowboys head coach Deion Sanders. What do you think of that one, Ed?
I love it. Prime played for Dallas. Prime lived Dallas. You know, if Colorado is, you know, Colorado really is settled the way I see how Prime did things, though he could stay. But for this question, yeah, I love it. I love it, man. I think there's a relationship already with Jerry Jones that Prime has, and the communication I think could be good. And when you have that line of communication with a head coach and an owner, I think that can be a match in heaven.
Ed, appreciate the time, man. Greatly appreciate it.
Always, Rich.
Hey, listen, you and I go back like a car seat. You know what I mean?
You know it. You know it, my man. It don't go back too far, though, Rich. A car seat don't go back too far, man. So,
okay, very good.
But if we sit it in that Cadillac, you know what I'm talking about? Drop that top, put that diamond in the back, sunroof top, dig in the scene with the gangster lean, Rich.
Ooh-wee. I'm with you.
We ride.
Love you, Ed Reed. We'll chat again soon.
Love you too, Rich, man.
You got it. That's Ed Reed, everybody, right here, Woo. Courtesy of DirecTV on The Rich Eisen Show. All right, I'll just ask. What was he referring to? That last
The song?
Sequence? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was a song called Be Thankful for What You Got by okay. Curtis Mayfield.
So he was going Curtis Mayfield at mm-hmm. the end there?
Diamond in the back, sun rooftop.
I got that one. I should have known that.
Dig in the scene with the gangster.
You
should not have known
that. You sure about that?
Yeah, you shouldn't have known that.
How dare you? Don't underestimate me.
Yeah.
Am I reading something to break Mike Hoskins? Hey, everybody. Fantastic. I need to find that copy first. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back.
Oh, Rich.
I'll do that later. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Mike Florio when we come back from Pro Football Talk. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah. Checking first is smart, so check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else, all from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila, your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we all need to have something warm and fuzzy. I saw this on, I believe SportsCenter put this out. This is real. This is a moment of in the middle of wedding vows. I believe in Nova Scotia. I believe this is in Canada.
Nova Scotia.
Hit it.
I vow to be truthful with you, to share with you my honest self inside and out, and to hold no secrets. But not always. Sometimes I may have to hold on to a secret bonus gift to give you during our ceremony.
Off.
We're going to see the Bills.
No! 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 Oh my God! Seriously? Oh my God! When?
Secrets? We'll hold off on that. Some secrets can be fun.
She goes F off right
there. I know, right? Right in the middle of the vows. Looks like they're perfect for each other, huh?
Yeah, that's hilarious. I mean, that's really funny.
She's the one.
She's the one. She's going to have an
artist. Didn't you go to a wedding where the wedding cake was...
the table.
Yeah,
right?
Table.
Yeah, right? Hoskins took this picture.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
I love Zubaz and
that
the table.
Amazing.
That's Zubaz fondant, right?
Wow.
Not a bad. Is that a fantasy name, Zubaz Fondant?
I don't even.
Bill's
know.
Bill's Zubaz Fondant.
Luffer.
Look at the table.
That
at the
is
top.
Amazing.
You know,
Bills in New Orleans would be.
That's what I'm talking about.
Josh
man.
Allen Ganache. It's not a bad one. That's a nice. But congratulations to that happy couple. I'm wondering if this is are they going to this weekend?
Can we zoom in?
Yeah, how recent was this wedding
I don't know.
Video?
Right? I don't know.
That's awesome.
But I just wanted to pop that on the screen because
really cool.
I just love it. It's fantastic.
You love.
I do. Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Mike Florio joining us shortly right here on the program. David in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You are here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, David?
Hey, Rich, I was just thinking, and I was thinking about the Deion to the Cowboys and how the quarterback situation. Would you think that trading Dak Prescott for the pick for Shadur, do you think that would be a good trade? Is that, like, equal?
The issue is if he goes to Dallas – Dak Prescott's his quarterback. That's it. The idea of him, you know, thanks for the call, David. The idea that he would coach he could coach Shiloh, but he's not coaching Shadur if he goes to the Dallas Cowboys. You know?
I think for what 4 years at least.
Yeah, well, I mean, what if you trade Dak, Cleveland for the number two pick.
That's crazy.
Wow. Now we're doing too much fantasy booking now.
Like, or to the Giants. Do the Giants take Dak?
Deion being the coach is fantasy booking
60 million
booking
a year
enough.
For an age 32-year-old guy who just had who's rushed for like 40 yards. He doesn't run anymore.
Yeah.
And when he does, he rips the hamstring rips off the bone.
I'm not
saying he's done. He's a terrific quarterback, I still think. Listen, as for the you can make the case the NFC East is the toughest division in football. They're the only ones with multiple teams in it, still in the tournament right now.
Yeah, we had
the Commanders. The Commanders taking on the Lions. Yeah. And then on NBC, you're going to see the Eagles take on the Rams. And the big conversation coming out of this past game was A.J. Brown reading his book on the sideline. Still that, right? And how Jalen Hurts says, you know, I've never really seen him read a book. And A.J. Brown says, no, I've been reading this book. I read books. And we're breaking news right here. We have a photograph of this moment of Rich Eisen Show exclusive. There he is, reading Father of Mine on the sideline. That's wild. Mike Florio, he must have picked it up. Mike?
That's right. Well, I'll take the sequel with me on Sunday when we're there for the Eagles Rams game.
Wait a minute.
Calling for snow now, too.
Hold on a second. Brockman is now inspired by A.J. Brown. There he is. Okay.
Well done. Okay.
What's going on? Did I miss something?
That's good. And I don't doubt that the guy reads between drives every game. I don't doubt it at all. It's just amazing no one's ever noticed it before.
Yeah.
That's the part I couldn't believe.
I know. Can you imagine? And then Fox picks it up with the whole country watching in the middle of a playoff game. Eagles Packers, the beachfront property of Late Window on a Sunday of Wild Card Weekend. You know, it's kind of wild. That we figured it's a fun way to bring you into the conversation, Mike Florio here.
Well,
and by the way, I'm happy to send you that mock-up. You can do with it what you wish. Although, wait a minute, I'm being told that is real. That's A.J. Brown reading Mike Florio's books.
The Amazon sales have not reflected that the way that they did for Inner Excellence.
Oh my gosh. Let's jump into the news everybody's talking about today. Our colleague Ed Werder from way back in the day, mine at SportsCenter, saying that Deion Sanders, forget about it, just an overture from Jerry, he would accept it if offered the job. What are you hearing about what's going on with Deion and Jerry Jones, Mike?
You know, this all started as what seemed to be a well-timed publicity stunt with the word of Deion and Jerry talking, coming out during the Rams-Vikings playoff game on Monday night. Nice way to upstage a playoff game, and Jerry would love to upstage anything he can, and it creates maximum interest and attention. And, you know, when you look at the alternatives, he could do a lot worse. There's a lot of names out there. DraftKings has the odds, and there are like 60 names, and some of them are like randomly generated. I'm not even sure they're real people. Deion Sanders is one that makes sense if he's willing to submit to the fact that Jerry runs the show, that Jerry is going to shop for the groceries and expect him to cook the meal, that Jerry's going to do two radio interviews every week and create headlines that way, and that he's going to have a scrum after each game that might take away from Deion's post-game press conference. Those are all things that you have to deal with if you're going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, it's weird, Rich, because he said on your show, Deion did, during the 2023 season when he's taking college football by storm, I will never coach in the NFL. I would never do that. And it's just amazing to me how words mean nothing, because here we are just one season later, and he's ready and willing to take the Cowboys job, was interested in the Raiders job. And just a few weeks ago, he said he'd only want to coach his sons. He ain't going to have his sons, as you were saying earlier, in Dallas. So I think he's in play. I think he's been in play. And I think he'd be a good NFL head coach.
Is Belichick in play, in your estimation?
Well, I think he'd like to be in play. But I don't think anybody wants him. I think he'd like to get a call. I think that all we have to do is look at his contract. Don't pay attention to words. Pay attention to actions. The action of a contract that if and when it's ever signed, we'll have a $10 million buyout, which is nothing for an NFL owner. $10 million is nothing. It's pocket change for an NFL owner if you want to go get Bill Belichick. The buyout drops to $1 million on June 1. And then Jonathan Jones of CBS drops the nugget today that the contract isn't even signed yet. Mm. And the term sheet that he signed says at the very top, this is not a binding agreement. The guy can walk away. He's an at-will employee without a contract. You're an at-will employee. They can tell you to leave anytime they want. You can leave anytime you want. It's amazing to me. And I can understand why guys like Mike Lombardi, persecution complex, woe is us. They're trying to hurt our recruiting. Bull crap. Almost said the other word.
Yes.
Bull crap. Sign the contract. Hey, Mike was taking shots at me earlier, but he didn't mention my name. I'll mention your name. Hey, Lombo. Tell your guy to sign his freaking contract. if you want to put this to bed. It's the easiest way to do it. And better yet, take out the buyout. Take out the buyout and he can't leave. All right, I feel better now. Thank you.
Mike Florio getting stuff off his chest here.
Between drives.
You know,
it's ridiculous. You know, you can't question anyone without being accused of not liking them. How have we gotten to this point in the world where it's impossible to offer fair criticism, fair commentary, fair analysis without instantly being accused of you don't like me? Come on, man, grow up.
Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you think the Vikings' plan moving forward is going to be? Because that's the biggest, I imagine, free agent domino right now, right? Would be what Sam Darnold is going to do because other teams might offer. I mean, we had our colleague from Pittsburgh, Jerry Dulac, come on today and say, you know, when I asked him, who do you think crystal ball at first week quarterback for the Steelers is going to be? He mentioned Justin Fields. And I said, what about not in the building? And he said Sam Darnold would be an option. So the question is would he even be available? What do you think the Vikings are thinking first blush after their season-ending loss, Mike?
Rich, it's amazing what a difference 8 days makes.
No doubt.
Sam Darnold riding high before kickoff of the Week 18 game in Detroit against the Lions. And the moment got to him. He started throwing helium balloons in the red zone. They could have won that game. They should have won that game. And then he didn't recover from it before the playoff game the following Monday night. He lost a lot of money in 8 days. And does that mean he stays in Minnesota? Do they turn the page to J.J. McCarthy? I think they're going to be more inclined to after what they saw, because you can't just ignore the fact, yeah, we got 14 wins with Sam Darnold, but also when it was time to go play in the playoffs, he didn't deliver. Now, the other issue in Minnesota, when you mentioned free agent, I thought you were going, even though he's a year away from it, the head coach, Kevin O'Connell's got 1 year left on his contract. Mm. And when our friend Jay Glazer dropped that bomb, the Sunday Splash report, week 18, that multiple teams are interested in trading for O'Connell. You know, if they can't work out a deal and the Wilf family is looking at, on one hand, one more year with Kevin O'Connell before he walks away wherever he wants to go, or trade him now if he's willing to be traded and if there's a team that wants to trade for him, it does make sense. It does make sense to get something now if you know he's got one more year and he's going to walk away anyway. And that's all premised on them not working out an extension with O'Connell, but that needs to be first order of business. That's the domino that needs to fall before any of the others do.
So what do you think they do at court? I guess they got to handle that first before
they got to figure out what's happening. Yeah, this look, you know Jay well. Jay's not going to throw something out there that isn't well supported, unlike I would. Jay's going to be buttoned nice. Up, and Jay's going to chase down, you know, rabbit holes that have rabbits at the bottom. This idea of multiple teams being interested in trading for O'Connell, it's rooted in tension in the relationship between O'Connell and the Vikings, tracing back to the reality that they didn't even give him a contract after 2 years. They made him coach one more year before they were ready to talk extension, and they love him and they want to keep him, and that's fine, but it's still possible they reach an impasse between what the Wilfs will pay and what O'Connell wants. And if that's the case, you got to ask yourself, what are we going to do? Are we really going to go forward with a lame duck coach? Now, other teams have done it. Cowboys did it with Mike McCarthy. Or are we going to answer the call from one of these other teams that's looking for a coach that might want to trade for him? I just think that is the first order of business for the Vikings before anything else can be figured out. And they need to get that figured out as soon as possible.
Mike Florio of NBC. You will see Mike and the cast of thousands in advance of the divisional playoff kickoff on Sunday, Philadelphia and the Rams. What interests you? I'll just give you the floor. What interests you out of these four playoff games the most, Mike Florio?
Fascinated by the Commanders, their ability to keep games close and win close games. It's the biggest spread of the week, 9.5 points. The Lions are rested. The Lions will be ready. The Lions feel like it's their destiny to get to the Super Bowl and win it. These Commanders are playing with house money. These Commanders are loose. Jaden Daniels, a quarterback, unaffected by anything, poised, doesn't force his talents. 17-play, 92-yard drive, takes what's there, works the offense down the field, keeps the opposing quarterback on the sideline drinking Gatorade. They can keep it close. They kept it close, and they stole it from the Buccaneers. They could keep it close and perhaps steal it from the Detroit Lions, and then obviously Ravens Bills. You know, I hope game of the year delivers, because how many times have we been saying game of the year, and by halftime it's game over. During the regular season, it was game over early when the Ravens won 35-10. But you know, I think the Bills are different now, and they're at home, and they you know, I feel bad for the quarterback that loses this game. Whoever it is going to be saddled with the can't win the big one. Well, somebody's got to lose this one. And that's not an indictment on the quarterback. There's a lot of great teams in the AFC. And one of the reasons Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson haven't won the big one is there's a guy named Patrick Mahomes who's constantly standing in their way.
That's right. It's just, it could be just, you know, you're what, Carmelo or Clyde Drexler or Hakeem Olajuwon in the Jordan era, right? And or name a professional player in the Tiger era who chose the wrong time, too. It could be one of those things. We could be witnessing history over the next month. We are potentially a month away from the first ever three-peat, Mike. You know, and every single time we talk about, hey, let's change this coach, let's change this general manager, who's going to be drafted first overall, it turns out to be over the last 3 years potentially rearranging of deck chairs, man. It's unreal what we're potentially witnessing.
And how much longer is it going to last? That's the thing, too. Patrick Mahomes is entering the front end of his prime. He's not 30 yet. He's become the combination of physically gifted beyond all others and supercomputer of pre-snap looks and movement and patterns and decisions. And he's only going to get better. He said a couple of years ago he wants to get to that point where Tom Brady was, where he walks up to the line and he knows exactly what's going to happen. Like Neo when he finally becomes the one. And I think Mahomes over the past couple of years, even though his numbers this year weren't spectacular and he wasn't in the MVP race and wasn't first or second team All-Pro, he still gets it done when it needs to be done. There's no greater clutch quarterback in the NFL right now than him. And I feel bad for the Texans because they'll probably keep it close. But when it's time to go out and take the game, this is nothing against the Texans. This isn't a Rex Ryan bit. How anybody put any team on that field on Sunday against the Chiefs, and how do you not believe that the Chiefs are going to find a way, some way, somehow to win the game?
I love it. And your game, your 2 cents on your game? What do you think?
Well, hey, look, the Rams, what the Rams did last week, considering everything that they and the community have dealt with, to relocate to Arizona, and then through all of that, to put together a defensive game plan that was able to crack the code on everything Kevin O'Connell and Sam Darnold have done all year long. Now, Sean McVay knows O'Connell because they work together. They won a Super Bowl together in L.A. When we get to the playoffs, Rich, it's incumbent on the coaching staff of all teams, if they want to advance, you better, number one, find a way to get ahead of what your opponent has been doing all season long. And number two, you better take a long, hard look at what you've done, and you better make sure that they aren't cracking your code. You may need to zig because they think, based on the last 17 games of zagging, this is what you're going to do. It's a time for full awareness of all you've done, all they've done, and creativity on how to stay ahead of the opposing coaching staff. And, you know, kudos to the Rams. Now, the Rams also, I mean, they just were fresher and they were motivated and they just came out and kicked the Vikings' butts. But credit to the Rams coaching staff for making the time to come up with a masterful game plan on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, this just in, stopping Saquon. That they couldn't do it the last time they played, which was on, I believe it was on NBC. I think that was a Sunday night, or was it a Monday night? They all blend together right now.
Yeah, Rich, I'd like to tell you the correct answer, but I can't remember either at this point.
It was a Sunday night where Saquon, you know, ran for almost 300 yards, Mike. He's still running, I think.
When you won the regular season matchup doing things a certain way, do you do it again because it worked the last time? Or, and this gets to what I was talking about earlier, do you come up with something else? Because now they're going to be ready for you. And now they're going to make adjustments to try to deal with the thing that you did to them the last time. This becomes the, you know, 4D chess match that coaching staffs have to ask. And you better guess right, and you only get one chance. No best of seven, no best of five, no best of three. One game, 60 minutes. Let's go see who's able to figure out how to score more points. And look, I expect the Eagles are just physically better than most teams currently left. But the Rams have written a great story so far, and I think they'll show up with everything they have. You just wonder how much they have left after what they've been through.
All three novels of Mike Florio's could be found on Amazon, 99 cents in ebook. Check them all out right now, certainly since they can be acquired as such. Before I let you go, Mike, what's the one last surprise? Is there one more in us in this coaching carousel? Somebody that we're not talking about does get hired. Somebody that we're not talking about does somehow lose a gig this late stage.
Name, as it should, has popped up. I know someone who's connected to the dynamics of the Cowboys who believes that Jason Witten will be the coach of that team someday. Maybe not today, but someday. So his name's out there. So that really wouldn't be a surprise if it happens. I'm not commenting when I say this on whether or not Todd Bowles should still be the Buccaneers coach. I think he should be. But when you look at some of the decisions that ownership of that team have made over the past 16 years, with starting with John Gruden, one day he's there and then he's gone, and Raheem Morris is the coach just like that. And then Morris is gone, and who are they going to hire? All of a sudden it's Greg Schiano. Who? Why? What? And then they have Lovie Smith and Dirk Cutter as the offensive coordinator. Things are going well with Jameis Winston. And then, boom, Lovie's out. And Dirk Cutter gets promoted because they apparently were concerned somebody else was going to hire Cutter to be the head coach. And then in late March, after he goes to the ownership meetings, Bruce Arians retires and Todd Bowles takes over. So there's been some weird stuff with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been successful. They have a Super Bowl. They've got two in the last 25 years. They've four straight division titles. But they've done some weird things. So that's one that I'm just kind of like, you know, like when you see the dog that you're not quite sure is going to bite you, you just kind of keep your eye. Like, I'm watching you, dog. Mm. I'm watching you, Buccaneers, because we know you've bitten before.
Is that a Gruden spot? Is that a possible?
No, I think it's a Belichick spot if it opens up.
Wow.
Lombardi was trying to spread the rumor that Bowles was going to retire during the season. Nobody heard that Bowles was going to retire. But Bruce Arians retired. So we'll see.
See? No, to Lombo. Don't mess with Mike Florio.
Rich, you're a little younger than me. You get to a certain age where you no longer care about anything. No grudges. Just keep working. Just be glad. And I don't know if you saw the video of me falling on the ice when I got home the other day. I'm just glad I'm alive right now. Dude. I'm glad to be working. I'm glad to be alive. And I'm glad to have my books available in ebook form on Amazon for only 99 cents. 99 cents. Well, you can't buy anything for 99 cents. You can buy the ebooks. Father of Mine, Son of Mine, On Our Way Home. Thank you.
I appreciate the promotion right there. And plus, you're young at heart. You don't look old at all. And is that your Lego you're working on behind your right shoulder?
That's a Ghostbusters firehouse, which worked out perfectly. My little nephew was here at Christmas time, and he's into Ghostbusters. Oh. So he was all over that thing. And I thought, can you just take it with you? It's been sitting there. Like, you build these things for, like, sanity and balance. Right. And then what do I do with it? Like, where do I put this thing? And my wife doesn't want it anywhere but in here. Like, hey, can we put this out? No. Keep it in there. So anybody want a Ghostbuster firehouse? It'll cost more than 99 cents, but I'll give you a good deal.
Some do Lego for mindfulness. Others read during NFL playoff games. Mike Florio, greatly appreciate it. Thanks again, brother.
Thanks. See you.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. All three novels available on Amazon right now for 99 cents in ebook. Our friend Mike Florio right there. Here's a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? If you guess, they're all fun. Well-designed and super useful? Well, you might be right, but in this case, you are definitely wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon, and the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. Kevin O'Connell has spoken about that contract extension that Mike Florio just talked about. We'll hit that coming up next. But for the moment, here is a sports update with Rich Ackerman. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax. And they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. When you showed up in Steelers training camp, who was Mean Joe there? Was all those guys there?
Yeah.
Blunt?
But I never, you know, he was defense, I was defense.
It was like the Hall of Fame coming to life in that spot.
Well, no. Okay. It was the next year, really, that they really got the recruiting going.
Okay.
You know, that was all the guys that made it to those Super Bowl teams.
Are you saying you were the dead weight?
I think I might have been dead weight, yeah.
And how did Chuck Knoll cut you? What did he say to you?
He called me in, you know. Okay. I went to the office and brought my playbook. So I knew, you know, I was going. And he couldn't have been nicer, by the way. And you know, he was complimentary. You know, he said, you know, look, you're a tough kid, but, you know, you're trying to learn the position. I had never played. We didn't have outside linebacker in the college I played for. So it was the only position I, reasonably could have played. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have, he didn't have time. He said, look, it's my first year, too. So he said, I can get you down with the Eagles. The Eagles are desperate. And that would have gone, you know, rental car straight down 80, you know, to the.
Yeah.
And he said, but it's got to be, you got to tell me right now. And I said, I'm done.
You knew that you didn't want to go play for the Eagles?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It was a spur of the moment. I had knee problems. I was sick of football.
Who was the best football player that you ever lined up with or against?
Roger Staubach.
When'd you play against him?
I played against Roger Staubach when I was at Youngstown State University, and he was at Pensacola Naval Station doing his six-year bit.
Wait a minute.
This is a great story, right?
Yeah.
You know, they do that. He graduated from Annapolis, won the Heisman, went down there, and played football for 6 years.
You're playing against the Pensacola... Naval Station.
Yeah.
And then out trots Roger Staubach?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
He was their quarterback.
That's not
fair.
And
these were high-scoring, close games.
Did you rush him? Did you get him?
Did you take
him down?
I tell you the truth. I rushed him.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hold of him. I spun around one time on his leg, and he just kept wiggling his leg free, and then he threw a touchdown pass. I hit him illegally out of bounds once and got a 15-yard penalty. And they had a guy... Their middle linebacker was a guy named Lynch, who was a naval boxing champion.
Yeah.
Who I think one of his brothers played for Kansas City.
Okay.
The Lynch brothers.
Sure.
And he wanted to kill me, you know, because they loved Roger.
Of course.
Know.
So you almost started a brawl by hitting Roger Staubach out of bounds?
Yeah, I was just so tired of chasing him. And, he just stepped out of bounds. And I thought, no, I've been running 25 yards now, you know.
Yeah.
I just kept
15 yards on Ed O'Neill.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. We found out on the Rich Eisen Show, Ed O'Neill has roughed Roger Staubach.
So good.
On planet Earth. 15-yard penalty. He got flagged for roughing, late hitting, cheap shotting Roger Staubach.
And it wasn't one of those 2024 roughings. It was probably like an actual real roughing penalty.
He started a brawl.
Yeah, right.
That can't be fair. The Pensacola Naval team. Oh, you know who's here? Roger Staubach's here. He's going to be our quarterback today. What? What? That's not fair.
It doesn't seem fair.
That's like just strolling into some sort of club, and you know who's working the soundboard? Mike Del Tufo.
Same thing.
It's the same thing. It's not right if you're in a competition.
So what's that? Is that it?
Nice. Well done. Life insurance, you know you need it, but maybe you think you can't afford it, or it's too complicated, or you don't want to deal with medical exams. Well, guess what? That's all changed with Ethos. With Ethos, you just go online, answer a few simple health questions, and in as little as 10 minutes, you can get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting at around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, and all online. Don't let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. Well, we just spoke with Mike Florio, who talked about how, when I asked him, what are the Vikings going to do with Sam Darnold? He's like, they got to deal with their coach first.
Wow.
That was his answer. Talking about, I must have missed it because I was on TV. Did Glaze report on Sunday that O'Connell, that teams are calling to see if they can acquire Kevin O'Connell by a trade?
Mm-hmm. Scoopage.
Well, O'Connell had this to say about his contractual situation.
I do. And I've had great dialogue with our ownership and you know, this week in reflection as the season came to an end, and anything beyond that, you know, I would prefer to kind of keep those discussions internal.
That he does. What do you say I do? I asked if he was going to get a contract extension. Okay. I do, he says. He thinks he's going to. Well, guess what? I'll say this. They'd be nuts to trade him. What, you don't want to pay him market value? I mean, he's really good at his job, and I've seen it personally. I've seen it. I've seen the way he talks. I've seen the way that he can inspire a room. I've seen the way that he inspires his players. Remember, I came on from the hotel room in London telling you, I just had an incredible broadcast meeting with this guy. Justin Jefferson loves him. Sam Darnold got coached up. They'd be lucky with J.J. McCarthy to have him coach him. I mean, if you've got a 21-year-old kid coming off a knee surgery and you're trying to figure out who he is, this is the guy to do it. And I understand they just crapped out over the last 2 weeks. Maybe he's learning on the job too a little bit. I don't know. I mean, defensively, they got torched also in that first half. And Brian Flores might get a job somewhere else too. I think he's interviewing with the Jets today or over the weekend. I don't know. You'd be nuts to let him walk or trade him. To who? Which coach?
Well,
which spot?
Jerry should offer some picks for him.
But why would you trade picks for somebody when you can hire somebody?
There's no Kevin O'Connell in this cycle.
You don't know. You can try and find. I mean, 3 years ago, there was a Kevin O'Connell in the cycle. Why can't there be one there? Why can't Ben Johnson be that guy? Why can't Liam Cohen be that guy? Why can't David Shaw be that guy? Right? I don't know. You found your guy, you keep him. Why would you want to go back in that market to try and find the next one? That's the point I'm trying to make on that front. If you're Jacksonville, you trade for him?
Ooh, that's spicy.
That's one. You got a young quarterback. You want Trevor Lawrence. Like, that's the guy to go get.
That's fun. I like that.
You know, I mean, that would be an interesting choice. And if you're Kevin O'Connell, it's Justin Jefferson you're scheming for, man.
I don't think he wants to leave.
No, right?
But if he wants a 4 or 5 year extension at, you know, 15 per, that's maybe not something the ownership is interested in.
Well, then you're in the wrong business, because if you hire somebody that's that good, that's what you pay him. Yeah. And it's, by the way, like a quarter of your quarterback too, this day and age.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business, and now he's getting the inside story.
Let's get inside of Heather Graham.
I can't look at, like, Boogie Nights and think that you were a nerd.
Johnny Knoxville.
You think you're going to do another Jackass movie? What do your kids want?
Dad's not going to do that. Yeah. You got to be careful how you choose your heroes.
Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today.
Danny Trejo.
You're a legend. Do you know you're a legend?
You can't be a legend having this much fun.
The Inside of You podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.